Syracuse Orange from the ACC visiting here today. As Drew Casey and Scott Kwiatkowski will get you started here, and Matt Marr will be alongside as well. And Scott, I guess a thing to start with is maybe not the temperature as a positive factor today, but the sun is out today, and it looks like a nice day for some softball.
Anytime the sun is out here at Pohoshi Field, it's always a great day for softball, a great day on the Fordham campus. You start seeing those small signs of spring that eventually they're going to show up. Again, temperature-wise, still on the little cold side in the 40s. But again, it's always nice to have the sun shining, clear skies. Wind is blowing a little bit today, but, you know, again, I think these are really good conditions for today's game.
And you look at this field, Pohoshi Field, it's been very nice to this Fordham team thus far. The team 3-0, they've missed two games canceled back last week. Seton Hall, a one-game middle-of-the-week game, and the first game of the LaSalle series this past weekend canceled due to rain. But you get two more games at home today. Three games at home thus far, all wins, and they've scored 8 runs in all 3 of those wins. So there's something about playing at home at Rose Hill that this year's Fordham team, as teams in the past, have had success with.
Yeah, the Rams have always had a very good home record over the last 10-plus years. Once they get out of those heavy-duty tournaments and out-of-conference play where they're playing top 25 schools, Power 5 conference schools. And again, it's really a testament to the Fordham Rams that they protect their home turf here at Pohoshi Field. So far, again, hitting over 300 here at home. And again, as you said, averaging 8 runs a game, including one run rule game. So we'll see what happens today against the Orange of the ACC, because you got two lefties in the circle today that are pretty heavy-duty strikeout pitchers.
You don't see that every day, lefties in softball, but we will have it in just a couple of minutes. The Rams coming in at 15-13, 3-2 in the Atlantic 10 Conference. Syracuse Orange 12-17 overall, yet to win in the ACC. They're 0-6 there. While they're going through the starting lineups here at Pohoshi Field, we had a chance to catch up with head coach Bridget Orchard of Fordham before today's game, and here's what she had to say.
So, Coach, obviously the weather has been an issue, as it maybe it always is in Northeast baseball and softball. Do you think this year it's been exceptionally difficult to get games in? Because some teams, especially when they go down south, are even getting snowed out in North Carolina. So has it been maybe the most difficult to play games this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Up and down. It's even across, even the West Coast, East Coast, everywhere. Normally we always have trouble here, but now it's across the board, like you said. I mean, even we went down south and we're getting rained out. We went to Furman, South Carolina, and it was, like, snowing. So it's been tough across the board figuring it's April and we're still getting snow.
And today's game was scheduled originally as a single game with Syracuse and now a doubleheader. Is that a reason why the weather to get more games in?
Yeah, absolutely. They had some games rained out, so did we. So we're both trying to pick up games. And on a nice day, even though it's only 40 degrees, it's a nice day because the sun's out. So we definitely want to try to get some games in, just get more games under our belt before we have conference weekend.
You're also getting two games in at home, and you know, like Northeast teams, you got to go on the road, you got to go down south, go out west to play all these games. But you start out well at 3-0 at home. How nice is it to get games at home now and get back into playing here at the campus?
That's awesome. We love being at home. We love our ballpark. For some reason, we just play so much better. I think with the attention, the energy, you know, we get some fan support out here, and they like playing on our home field. We know our field better. So definitely, if we can get a home game in, and we get two in one day, we'll definitely take advantage of it.
Get two in one day here against Syracuse. What do they show you today? What's going to be the challenge today against Syracuse?
I think the big thing with them, obviously, they're in a big power conference. You know, they're big hitters, so we're really going to try to keep the ball in the park today. We've been struggling that a little bit lately, kind of giving them a lot of home runs. We're hoping to contain their offense, you know, and then put some runs on the board. They have good pitchers, two really good pitchers, so we expect the same. First and second game to be tough, kind of, you know, high scoring yet low scoring, because they do have some good pitchers, so we're hoping to put up some more runs in them.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck out there.
No problem. Thanks.
Back here at Pohoshi Field, just about set to get started with the first of two here between the Fordham Rams and the Syracuse Orange. Drew Casey and Scott Kwiatkowski to start things off here. Brendan Bowers on the controls. Matt Morrow alongside later. As Fordham takes the field, I'll get to the Fordham defensive alignment and hand Scott the Syracuse starting lineup in just a moment. For the defense for the Rams, Morgan Figueroa is in left. Sidney Canessa plays center field. Cora Ioniro is over in right field. Lindsey Mayer plays third. Allie Bradian's over at short. She will be DP'd for.
The
she will
one
not
on
hit.
One post game report.
Amy Van Hoven will play second. And Paige Ortiz plays over at first. Kayla Lombardo does the catching. Michelle Dobman, actually the righty, will pitch this one. But we will see another lefty power pitcher likely from the Rams and Gillen later today. And Scott, the Syracuse Orange team from the ACC lineup, they can, although their record might not suspect, they can score some runs if they if they can put the ball in play.
Absolutely. They're going to have the right fielder, Maddie Doan, in the leadoff spot. Number 14, batting second, will be the shortstop. Number 7, Sammy Fernandez. Batting third at first base, number 8, Corinne Ozan. In the DP, in the cleanup spot, will be number 11, Sidney O'Hara. Batting fifth at second base, number 38, Julie Wambold. At third base and batting sixth, number 18, Danielle Chitkowski. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 5, Rachel Burkhart. In the eighth spot is the center fielder, number 1, Mary Dombrowski. And batting ninth will be the catcher, number 4, Alyssa Dews. As we head up for the top of the first inning, stepping in is the right fielder, number 14, Maddie Doan, from the left side. And the first pitch is in for a called strike by Michelle Dobbin. 256 is the first pitch for the senior right-hander, Michelle Dobbin, for the Rams. The 0-1 delivery is lined. One hopper right to Amy Van Hoven. Throws the first and in time for the first out of the game.
Nice play moving to her left just a little bit by Van Hoven. Gets in front of an easy play as it was hit hard. Plenty of time to throw out speedy right fielder to get the first out of the ballgame.
Shortstop Sammy Fernandez steps in, also batting from the left side. One away here in the top of the first inning, just underway here at Bohoshi Field. First pitch swung on and missed. That ball dipped out of the zone on the outside corner. Dobbin 4-5 this season with a 4.22 ERA. The 0-1 chopped at foul behind the home plate. Count at 0-2. Dobbin 11 starts this season, 15 appearances overall, 2 complete games. Has 28 strikeouts over 59 and two-thirds innings. Again, has slowly got that ERA back down under control, just over 4. The 0-2 pitch, dribbler back to Dobbin, and she will throw the ball away, and it'll get by Paige Ortiz. And Syracuse will have the first base runner of the game on an error by the pitcher, Michelle Dobbin. Ortiz not able to dig that one out of the dirt.
Although a terrible throw, Cora Iannero doing her job, not just standing in right field, heading over towards the fence, and keeps the runner Fernandez from advancing any farther than first.
Absolutely. That'll bring up the first baseman, Ozan, and the first pitch is a called strike. Corinne Ozan batting from the right side. Big power hitter for the Orange. 9 home runs this season, 19 RBIs, batting .288. Dobbin's got her assigned. The 0-1 is a called strike. 0-2 the count on the outside part of the plate. Dobbin checking that runner over at first base, Fernandez. Fernandez this season, 6 out of 7 on stolen base attempts, so a little bit of speed on the base pass. 0-2 delivery, just misses off the plate. Count 1-2.
Dobbin looking like she's trying to take care of this batter herself after throwing the error, throwing the ball away. The last batter allowing the first base runner. It looks like she wants to take this batter herself.
1-2 pitch. Chopped at towards shortstop. Brady and Field steps on second base across the first. Not there as the ball gets by Ortiz. And Ortiz's throw will get down to Van Hoven for the tag out. Not quite sure what the first baseman Ozan was thinking, trying to advance to second base on a play that stayed inside the infield, but three up and three down the hard way, I guess, as the Rams keep the Orange scoreless here in the top of the first inning. We'll be right back as the Rams head to the plate. No score here at Bohoshi Field.
Time and rock around. I said it's not that easy.
Hands, trees, to rock around, to rock.
we're back here at Bohoshi Field for the bottom of the first inning between Syracuse and Fordham, playing a double dip here in the Bronx. No score for Syracuse in the top of the first inning, and Fordham will send in the top of the order to the plate against the left-hander, Jocelyn Cater. Drew, why don't you give us a little bit of background on Cater?
Cater coming in a 12.65 ERA on the season, not a whole lot of experience, only her second appearance in the circle for Syracuse this season. She's only pitched an inning and two-thirds, one hit, three runs and three earned, given up.
No, Cater actually 8-12 on the season. She is the primary pitcher for Syracuse. I think that was the wrong line there. 155 strikeouts among the ACC leaders. The first pitch is popped up behind home plate and foul. As the count is 0-1 to Sydney Canessa, the Rams leadoff hitter. Batting .323 on the season, a solid leadoff hitter for the Rams, the first team All-Atlantic 10 outfielder last year as a freshman. The lefty Cater, the 0-1 delivery, is high for a ball. Cater 8-12 this season with a 3.51 ERA, 23 appearances in 17 starts, 117 and two-thirds innings pitched. She by far leads the staff in that category as the 1-1 delivery is called strike right over the heart of the plate.
Yeah, the power lefty, those were her stats from last season as a sophomore, so my apologies on there. And she's looking like she's got that power right from the get-go here against Canessa.
Went into last weekend as the ACC leader in strikeouts, currently third in that category as the 1-2 pitch is up and away for ball two. 2-2 the count here in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Rams and the Orange. Sydney Canessa, the Rams' sophomore center fielder at the plate. The 2-2 delivery just misses the outside corner, and it'll be a 3-2 count to Canessa.
Cater thought that one was a called strike, a little bit of a smile as she got the ball back from her catcher Dews.
Canessa hitting very well over the last seven games, hitting .348. The pitch is fouled to the backstop, and we'll do it again. Over the last seven games, .348 batting average. Rams really killing left-handed pitching this season as a team. They're hitting .415. Canessa hit .500, 8 out of 16 against lefties. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. And Canessa is caught looking as she thought it might have missed inside and started walking toward first base. But no dice, says the home plate umpire, and there's one away here in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, Canessa thought she had her 10th walk, but looked like a pretty darn good pitch from Cater that just caught the inside part of the plate to retire the first batter of the game for the Rams.
Second baseman Amy Van Hoven steps in from the left side, hitting .343 on the season. First pitch, called strike on the inner half. Van Hoven, the A-10 leader in triples this year with four. Steps back in, the delivery, the pitch, fouled back to the backstop. 0-2 the count. Van Hoven, the leading hitter on the team for the Rams at .343, started all 28 games for the Rams at second base. 8 out of 10 on the base pass. The 0-2. Slap foul. Once again to the backstop, and the count remains at 0-2.
Van Hoven, the lefty slap hitter. A nice job to stick with that pinch as it was towards the outside corner, able to get just enough of the bat on it to spoil the pitch and stay up there in her first plate appearance.
0-2 pitch from Cater is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2 the count. Talked about Canessa's success against left-handed pitching. Van Hoven, even though she's a left-handed batter, also a lot of success, hitting .438 this season against left-handed pitching. And again, that's got a lot to do with having a lefty on your staff, that you just see it much more often in practice and in game action. The 1-2 pitch is high and away for ball two, evens the count at 2-2.
And that lefty that you talk about, Scott, is, of course, Rachel Gillen. We'll likely see her in game number two, maybe at some point in this game. She with Daubman, these sort of the two pitching leaders, two aces for this Fordham team.
Count is 2-2, no score here in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch, low and inside, just missed again, and the count goes full for the second straight batter.
Go back to that 0-2 pitch that Van Hoven nearly spoiled and fouled away the last three out of the zone, and she's got it to a full count.
Cater on the rubber. Wind up and the pitch. Slap foul over the third base dugout. And we will do the full count again. Again, just underway here at Bahoshi Field. No score between Syracuse and Fordham. First of two games this afternoon. The 3-2 delivery. Slap down the left field line. Fading foul, and that will drop foul. Just out of the reach of the Syracuse left fielder.
Rachel Burkhart tried to get over there in time. We saw a couple games ago, I believe it was the Iona game for Fordham, when Brianna Turgeon was playing left field. A similar ball, wet condition. She slid and then slid further into the fence, skidded up into the fence, and looked like she tweaked her leg that a long time ago, but no taking any chances, Burkhart, and trying for the dive there in foul ground.
Ram hitters being very difficult against Cater. The 3-2 pitch, and that is popped into center field, drifting back. Is the center fielder Dombrowski. She makes the catch just a shade into left center field, and there's two away here in the bottom of the first inning.
Syracuse center fielder Mary Dombrowski playing pretty shallow, right out near the front of the block F, so I guess, well, the bottom of the block F if you got it from a letter perspective. Went back probably 20, 30 feet to track down that ball, but made it look easy going back and to her right.
Lindsay Mayer, the third baseman, will step in from the right side. Two away here in the first as the first pitch is a called strike. Mayer's been a pleasant surprise, the transfer from Virginia, hitting .319, three home runs, 24 RBIs, which the 24 RBIs currently ranks fourth in the Atlantic 10. The 0-1 delivery to Mayer. Popped up, and that will get out of play over the first base dugout. Count will go to 0-2. Cater doing a very good job getting ahead of hitters. Has gone 0-2 on the first two batters, but the Fordham batters hanging strong, working the count, getting it to 3-2 on the first two occasions. We'll see what Lindsay Mayer is able to do in this spot. The pitch from Cater, high and away for a ball.
Lindsay Mayer hit a blistering home run off the scoreboard last time Fordham was out here against at Bahoshi Field against LaSalle this past weekend.
1-2 pitch from Cater is low and in the dirt. Evens the count at 2-2, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Still no score between Fordham and Syracuse. Syracuse did have a base runner in the first inning as they reached on an error, but inning-ending, I guess, double play, considering there were two outs on the same play, but it is a very unorthodox double play. As the 2-2 pitch for Cater is high for a ball. Tried to change up, and Mayer would not chase, and the count is full for the third straight batter for the Rams.
That changeup seemed to just start a little too high, and then it rose a little bit, and then it was caught by the catcher too high, and a good eye by Mayer.
3-2. Slapped at first base side. It is fair, and the first baseman, Ozan, will step on the base, and Fordham is retired here in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Rams and the Orange here at Bahoshi Field. We'll be right back here on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. At Bahoshi Field for the second inning between the Rams and the Orange. First game of a double dip here in the Bronx. I am Scott Kwiatkowski bringing you the play-by-play this inning, now joined by Matt Morrow. We're kind of trading off a little bit of softball action substitution where we're going to re-enter Drew a little bit later. Maybe we'll play a couple different positions. But, we're having a little bit of fun today. Again,
it's a very well-rounded crew, Scott. We can do it all, really.
Absolutely we can as we start here in the top of the second inning with the cleanup hitter for the Orange, Sidney O'Hare, the designated player. First pitch from Dahman is lined into left field for a base hit. As O'Hara takes that first pitch and just blisters it into left field. And Syracuse has the leadoff batter on.
We saw the Rams working the count in the first inning, and now here coming in the top of the second, the Orange not wasting any time there. O'Hara jumps on that first pitch. That was a screamer into left.
Julie Wambold at the plate at the first pitch is outside for a ball. Wambold this season hitting .264, a home run and 16 RBI this season. 1-0 delivery from Dahman. Is a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Dahman able to work a perfect 1-2-3 inning, though it was a little bit different. With a couple of errors thrown in there and a fielder's choice. Third pitch of the at-bat is high for a ball. 2-1 the count. Held onto that changeup just a touch too long.
You always wonder how innings like that affect the pitcher coming out in the next appearance. Like you said, very weird inning.
2-1 delivery. Inside for a ball, just missed the inside corner. Count is 3-1 to the Orange. O'Hara at first base is the runner. She led off the inning with a base hit to left. The 3-1 delivery. Outside for a ball, and it's a 5-pitch walk. To Wambold and the Syracuse Orange have runners at first and second with nobody out.
Well, Lombardo did a nice job there to try to frame that pitch, and now she goes out to talk to Dahman. You know, a lot of rapport on this team, a lot of upperclassmen on this team. Lombardo and Dahman have been playing together a long time now, and you know, nothing new being said out there in the circle, things that have been said before between the two players and his battery, but you know, obviously it's a tough situation now, 2-1, nobody out here in the inning.
Danielle Chitkowski, the batter, batting from the right side, the Syracuse Orange third baseman. Runners at first and second, first pitch, swung on and missed for a strike.
Going again after the aggressive hitter there, taking a little bit off that pitch.
Chitkowski, the number 6 hitter in the Syracuse lineup today. Kind of was interesting to see whether or not she would bunt or not. The 0-1 pitch, she does square to bunt, and the bunt goes to Ortiz at first base, throws down to first, and Van Hoven makes the play for the sacrifice, 3-4. And the Orange now have runners at second and third with one away.
Well, even after Chitkowski doesn't show bunt on that first pitch, the Fordham infield knew exactly what to do once that bunt was shown. You saw Ortiz come in and jump right over it, and Van Hoven wasted no time getting to first. Well done there, but it gets the job done for the Orange. That's why they do it. They've got two in scoring position now with only one away.
Chitkowski records her second sacrifice hit of the season. That brings up Rachel Burkhart, the left fielder. First pitch to Burkhart is dug out of the dirt by Lombardo. A nice pick and block there for the senior catcher from Pompton Plains, New Jersey. Count 1-0, one out. Runners at second and third for the Orange. The 0-1 pitch is popped foul and over our heads. Fortunately, we are inside, and we don't have to worry about the ball hitting us.
How strong is the glass? Is it strong enough?
It's pretty strong.
All right.
Again, this is much better facilities than what we used to have out here where we just pitched a tent, and that was pretty much it. The 1-1 pitch is low and in the dirt for a 2-1 count for Burkhart. Again, been around a while. I've done games out here, no stands, sitting at a little park bench. It's definitely come
much
a long,
improved.
Yeah, come a long way over the years. The 2-1 pitch is high for a ball. Count at 3-1.
Even though you have first base open, you got to think Dobbin's going to just pound the strike zone here. You don't want to load the bases here this early on.
Burkhart hitting .121 on the season, only 3 RBIs, but does have a home run to her credit. The 3-1 pitch. Pop right back to Dahman on a line drive. And she stabs at it, makes the catch. Both runners stay put. And there are two outs here in the top of the second. Still no damage done. The Fordham defense holds up. That's been one thing that's been much more improved for the Rams this year, fielding at .971, second in the league.
Well, nice job by Dahman. Nice reaction there. It wasn't hit right on the core of the bat, so it wasn't too hard, but still a nice reaction.
First pitch to Alyssa Dews, hits her in the forearm, and she will be awarded first base. That'll load up the bases with two outs for the top of the order.
That's real tough there because you make a really nice play there out in the circle to record out number two, and you feel a little bit better yourself, and then the first pitch, and now you load the bases. So now you're in a much more tricky situation. You know, no open bases anymore. You've just filled it.
Bases loaded for the leadoff hitter, Matty Doan. That was Dews. I'm sorry. Chopper back to Daubman, and she makes the play at first base, and the Rams will escape with no damage done after they load the bases, as it was Dombrowski that was actually hit by a pitch. So we're through an inning and a half. No score between Syracuse and Fordham. You're listening to and watching Fordham Softball on the Atlantic 10 Digital Network and WFUVSports.org. Bottom of the second inning here at Bohoshi Field. No score between the Rams and the Orange. And the first of two games today, it was originally scheduled as a single game, but both teams have agreed to play a double dip today as both teams have lost a number of games due to weather and cancellations, postponements all across the country. It's just been one weird spring here where we're fighting off the cold weather. And Caleb Lombardo will start off the bottom of the second inning for the Rams. First pitch chopped that down the third baseline foul.
Although it's a bit chilly, we've seen some jackets in the crowd. There is a crowd. There's no clouds, you know, there's no rain coming, so we've got people coming to watch us. The sun is out. Got to take advantage of this, getting two games in today.
Absolutely. Lombardo at the plate, the Rams' second-leading hitter at 329, had a huge grand slam home run against LaSalle this past weekend. The 0-1 delivery from Cater is popped up toward the shortstop, steps in just in front of second base and makes the catch for the first out of the second inning.
See if the Fordham offense can do anything here after a nice job by the defense and specifically Daubman out on the mound last inning. Nice job pitching out of trouble, but also making some plays in the field to contribute to that. The Fordham defense getting a lot of credit, and let's see if the offense can do the job on the other side here. Bottom of the second.
Daubman, the number five hitter in the Rams lineup this afternoon. The first pitch is chopped in toward the shortstop hole. Shortstop double clutches, and she will be safe. Probably an infield single on that one, as that was extremely deep in the hole. And it'll be the Rams' first hit of the afternoon. Goes to Michelle Daubman, who's playing much better over the last couple weeks, has picked her batting average up to .256, improving a little more right there, and again, has been much more productive out of the circle.
And you got to think, it's even a little more special for her when she gets those hits, when she's in the circle herself pitching, you know, helping herself out directly. Nobody better to help yourself than yourself.
Corey Nair, the right fielder, steps in from the right side, swung on and missed for the first offering from Cater. Ionero, 205 this season, a couple of home runs, 10 RBIs. One pitch to Ionero is outside for a ball. A little strange to see the pitcher for Syracuse. She is actually the one with the wristband on instead of the catcher, that it looks like she's getting the signals from the dugout and reading off the armband on the pitcher as the 1-1 pitch is fouled off just on top of McGinley Center on the first base side. Normally you see the catcher with the wristband reading the whatever the code is that they decide to implore.
You'd assume that means that Syracuse has trust in Cater out there to, you know, trust her with that kind of responsibility that usually goes to the catcher.
1-2 pitch from Cater. Fouled down the right field line. Count remains at 1-2 to the Rams' senior outfielder, Cora Ionero. 19 runs scored this year, ranks third on the team. Batting in the sixth spot, playing right field. Senior from West Orange, New Jersey. The 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball, evens the count at 2-2. Bottom of the second inning between the Rams and the Orange, no score. Rams have one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Michelle Daubin is the runner at first after an infield single. 2-2 delivery is lined in the left field, and there will be a diving catch by the left fielder, Rachel Burkhardt. A nice play as she came in hard on that low liner. And there are two away here in the bottom of the second.
Burkhardt got a really nice jump on that out in left field, coming straight in and making the diving play. And that's a big out there for Cater. You know, we've seen Daubin get in and out of trouble now in the first two innings. Cater didn't have to get out of any trouble in the first inning with that 1-2-3 inning. But now she gets that first out with a runner on base. And we'll see if she can get that third out here in this inning. But she'll have to thank Burkhardt when she gets back in the dugout.
Maddie Shaw steps in from the left side. First pitch to her is a called strike. Maddie Shaw, the designated player for the Rams, hitting seventh, batting .222 on the season, has started 12 games, home run and three RBI. Still kind of recovering from an early season injury and trying to find her way. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the inner half, counted 0-2 with two outs. Shaw, a two-time NFCA high school All-American in her freshman season, from Rainham, Massachusetts, as that pitch is a call, strike three. And the Rams are retired here in the bottom of the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base. We're through two complete between Fordham and Syracuse. No score right here on the Atlantic 10 Digital Network and Fordham Sports, or WFUVSports.org. Back here at Pahoshi Field, no score between the Rams and the Syracuse Orange. We have re-entered and shifted the lineup a little bit. Drew will take over as the play-by-play guy here in the third inning. Drew, what have you seen so far in the first two innings?
Well, the first two innings, we haven't seen any runs. We've seen a hit for either side, an interesting top of the first inning with almost what could have been two errors and a very bizarre double play. And now we get to the top of the lineup, back for Syracuse and Maddie Doan. First pitch to her is a called strike, and she's behind 0-1. She grounded to second, back in the first off of the righty Daubin. Still in there, of course. The 0-1 pitch to her. Just missed outside. Looked pretty good from up here. 1-1. Daubin now ready with the 1-1 pitch. Comes. Swung on. Fouled straight back.
Seeing a much better mix from Daubin over the first couple innings, where earlier in the season, again, a lot of hitters had her number. The Rams this year have given up a lot of home runs compared to the last, say, 5-6 years. Rams given up 34 home runs this year. Very uncanny of the Rams.
The 1-2 pitch missed way too high. Daubin trying to go with the what looked like the riser there. Just way too out of the zone. 2-2 the count here. Pitch from Daubin. Hit down the left field line, but well foul over and towards the Fordham bullpen. Rachel Gillen tried to pick up the short hop. Well out of play, but just a foul ball. Daubin trying for the first out of the top of the third. The 2-2 fouled away. over towards the Syracuse dugout, and Paige Ortiz will flip back to the pitcher, Dobman. We'll do it again.
Dobman working both sides of the plate again, working in and out with her roommate, her best friend, Kayla Lombardo, behind home plate. Again, they know each other so well over the last 3 years.
2-2 pitch just missed again. As a couple of the Fordham players took a couple of steps in for the throwing around the horn, maybe, but home plate umpire says no. So we have a full count here with no outs in the top of the third. Pitch hit in the air high, but way foul down the right field line. Too far ahead of that one was the leadoff hitter and right fielder, Matty Dawn.
The one question I'll have for today, as football practice is going on behind the right field wall, are we counting them for attendance today?
3-2 missed away. I'm not sure, but somebody who is in attendance is Matty Dawn. Now she's on first base, and it's like spring practice with a couple officials to make it.
It's one of the things, I'm amazed that, you know, with all the things going on campus, that don't occasionally see more interference back and forth with the two events going on at the same time.
Sammy Fernandez fouls off the first pitch she sees over towards the third base dugout. The fans just get out of the way of that ball and let it bounce around. Fernandez, the shortstop, reached on an error back in the first before being doubled off. Behind 0-1, no outs here in the top of the third. Shows bunt, as the slapper maybe was trying for a bunt for a hit, and sacrifice if not fouled away, though.
Fernandez does not have a sacrifice on the season, so definitely probably had intentions of trying to reach base on the bunt hit, and in addition to moving that runner over into scoring position with nobody out.
Outfield very shallow for the hitter Fernandez behind 0-2. The slapper fouls it right over us, out of play. I mean, they are very, very shallow. Sydney Canessa in center field on her creep-in is probably no more than 125 feet from the plate. The 0-2 pitch swung on, hit towards left, over towards Figueroa. Makes a nice play over by the line, and she makes the catch, one away here in the top of the third inning.
Good reaction by Figueroa to get a good jump on that. Catches it just inside the left field line for the first out.
Corinne Ozan to the plate now. Grounded into the most unconventional double play you'd see in the first inning. She's up in the third here, and she takes the first pitch for a called strike. The heater on the outside part of the plate.
Ozan, the big bopper in this lineup, team-leading 19 RBIs, team-leading 9 home runs. And again, this is definitely a hitter that the Rams pitching staff was definitely earmarked for.
The 0-1 pitch hit right back up the middle and passed Brady in for a solid single into center field. Canessa, no problem getting it back in. But Ozan reaches on the single, first and second, with one out now for the Orange.
Brings up O'Hara, 296 hitter, 5 home runs, 19 RBI. That tie for that team lead with Ozan in the RBI category.
Doesn't get on base a whole lot other than base hits. 296 average to go with only a 360 on base percentage. Still doing plenty well, but some of these other hitters on the Syracuse team get on base a little more with the base on balls and hit by pitches. So the lefty stands in now. Ready? Dobman delivers the first pitch to her, missed outside, 1-0. O'Hara, a single, got as far as third base in the second inning, not the last inning for the Orange at the plate, the designated player. 1-0 pitch, just again missed outside. Dobman working that outside part of the plate. Seems like she's shown a focus on that in this half inning, second time through the lineup. Make these Orange players go the opposite way. 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Big swing from O'Hara, looked like a home run swing. Count 2-1.
Well, that was a good setup pitch by Dobman. The first two pitches down and out of the zone, and now you come up out of the zone, try and change that eye level.
2-1 again, going up there, hit deep to right field, and it's no doubt, look out, football team, a home run. 3-run homer for the Syracuse Orange as the Fordham football team continues to stretch. A bomb to right, 3-0 Orange.
Well, that's the one danger point. Once you bring that eye level back up, the next time you come up with that rise ball, again, the high level of the batter is going to be right there, and she mashed that one over the right field wall. And, again, almost took out a couple football players as they just started their stretching exercises out on Murphy Field.
So now if you're Michelle Dauman and Fordham, you've got to think, you've got plenty of time left in this one. Still got five more appearances at the plate, five more innings. Is Rachel Gillen going to head on and walk over to the bullpen? First pitch to Wambold, missed outside, 1-0.
As the eighth home run that Dauman has allowed this year. Again, we said that's a little bit of a problem. Coach Archer was a little bit concerned about it.
The 1-0 pitch caught the outside part of the plate for a call. Strike 1-1.
When you talked to her earlier today in the pregame report, you know, that was one thing that, you know, kind of concerned her a little bit to try to keep the ball in the ballpark.
1-1 inside, scooped up nicely by Lombardo. 2-1. But again, if you're Fordham, still plenty of time left to claw your way back into this one, but you try and want to limit any further damage here. 2-1, hit in the air, deep left, but foul. Off the protective netting over the batting cage that runs perpendicular to the road out here at Fordham. That one, if that one's hit fair, that had destinations towards the tennis court. 2-2 pitch. Inside again, same spot and deep to left. Further, it's going to land on the road. And again, if that one's fair, Scott, could be another home run back-to-back for Syracuse.
It looks like there's actually a garbage truck or something like there flashing their lights. That might have actually landed in the garbage truck.
The 2-2 missed outside. Good spot to be working after seeing those two pitches go long, foul, and pulled. Count now 3-2. Syracuse hitters second time through the lineup. Hitting Dauman hard here. The 3-2 inside. Fouled away. Count remains full as the second baseman, Julie Wambold, the righty for Syracuse at the plate still. The 3-2 tour again. Fouled off and it hits her. She fouled it off into, it was her left leg. She looks fine. Umpire will give her some time to pose herself. Three nothing Syracuse here in the top half of the third inning. Pitch fouled away. We'll remain at 3-2 with one out here. Orange three runs in this inning. A three-run bomb from O'Hara. She was the last batter to the plate. Syracuse looking for their 13th win of the season. They're 12-17. Here's the full count pitch. Missed outside. Wambold works a walk. A good at-bat for her. Syracuse keeps this inning rolling. Only one out. And now a runner on again. And Danielle Chytowski to the plate.
Wambold, a pretty disciplined hitter. That's her 15th walk of the season compared to 18 strikeouts. Pretty good having that 1-1, close to 1-1 ratio.
First pitch to the third baseman. Missed outside. 1-0. Ahead 1-0 now, trying to extend her team's lead. Here's the pitch. Fouled away over the stands here and towards the McGinley Center. Wambold over on first. 2-for-2 in swiping bases this season. Two attempts in Syracuse's 29 games thus far. The 1-1 pitch. Hit down the first baseline. And a nice move by the first base coach to let that ball go through his legs. Dancing around over there.
It's either Mike Bosch or Matt Nandin down there. Mike Bosch down there at first base. Quick and nimble feet.
1-2 pitch just missed outside. Dauman trying to get that outside strike call. And Lombardo maybe asking the home plate umpire, Chris Tionica, how much that missed by. It's a pleasant question to him. The 2-2. High pitch, off-speed pitch, fouled away. Out of play, right side. Syracuse up three here. They thought they were coming down for one game. They made it a doubleheader. They'd love to win both, and they've got a good chance to do it in the first one. The 2-2 pitch fouled away, straight back, and they're going to say it was missed on a strikeout.
she'll automatically
and
be out.
She's going to be out because first base was occupied.
First base was occupied, and Wembold will take second base on the wild pitch. So there are now two away here for the Orange.
If you're Michelle Dobbin, you want to get out of this inning without any further damage. You don't want to allow a fourth run, maybe more than that. Rachel Burkhart, the left fielder, who lined back to Dobbin in the second inning, now steps to the plate. She'll now tie her shoe. No count to the batter, Burkhart. Just had to fix the equipment on her left foot. Pitched him from Dobbin. Inside, fisted, over towards third, over towards the shortstop. Brady is going to get down for a base hit. Coming on Figueroa is going to get it in quickly and not allow the base runner, Burkhart, to score. Or rather, Wombold to score, sorry. Single for Burkhart. And Dombrowski to the plate with runners on the corner. Syracuse still looking for more in this inning.
Burkhart just able to fist that one down the line. Figueroa and Brady kind of converged there. Brady unable to make the over-the-shoulder catch.
Dombrowski, the hitter, takes the first pitch outside. Dobbin's been trying to get the heater on the outside part of the plate for a called strike. Unable to do so in this inning. Tight strike zone on that part of the plate. The 1-0 pitch. Skied over towards first, or she's over to her left, in foul ground, makes the nice over-the-shoulder catch, and that's going to do it here in the third inning, but the damage done as Syracuse scores three runs, a three-run home run from Sydney O'Hara. They get three hits, no errors, and two left on base. They're two and a half. It's Syracuse three and Fordham nothing. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and FordhamSports.com. Back here, bottom of the third inning, Paige Ortiz will lead it off for the Rams. She ended the last inning on the defensive side for Fordham with a catch in foul territory to the left of first base. But Scott, Syracuse scores three runs in the top of the third, and Fordham looking to maybe at least claw their way back and try and get at least one here in the bottom of the third.
Very important for the Rams to kind of match the intensity. And
swinging at the first pitch, Ortiz over toward left field. It's going to hit off the bottom of the wall. Ortiz around first, headed for second, and she's going to stop in between the bases, so a very long single. Sorry to cut you off there, but Ortiz, the Rams started with a runner on first and a good position to try and get their first run on the board.
That's exactly what the doctor ordered, a base hit for Ortiz as she lines a shot off the base of the wall. And left, bringing up the lefty slapper for Fordham, Figueroa.
Morgan Figueroa wearing number 14 in this one. Instead of number 5, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Head coach Bridget Orchard coming over to the home plate umpire Chris Tihonika to maybe discuss a prospective change, maybe a pinch runner at first.
Yeah, it looks like we will have a pinch runner. It'll be Kaylin Winokur, number 7, will pinch run for Ortiz. Umpires for today's game, Chris Tihonika and Dan Keefe on the bases.
1-0 pitch to Figueroa, missed inside 2-0, putting Winokur on base.
Winokur, very fleet of foot, been a pinch runner for close to 2+ years now for the Rams. And again, Ortiz, obviously not the fleetest of foot, but, again, good spot here for the Rams.
Figueroa takes the 2-0, now ahead 3-0, the lefty slapper in the number 9 position in this one.
Figueroa hitting .542 on the season. Had a little bit of limited play, had a big weekend a couple of weeks ago at the NC State Invitational.
3-0 pitch to her. She takes it on the outside corner for a called strike. Looked like she was taking all the way there. Now 3-1 with no outs. Down 3-0, runner on first. The 9th batting position might be taken here as well. The 3-1 swung on, chopped towards third. Fielded by the third baseman for Syracuse. Over to first. Got her in time as Chudkowski just got the speedy Figueroa. She nearly double clutched, still able to get the quick runner Figueroa. Winokur over to second.
Very close play for Figueroa. Almost beat that out. Got her by maybe half a step, if that. Again, bang, bang at first base. And now the Rams turn the lineup around. Top of the order back up for the Rams.
So Sidney Kinesa, who struck out looking to start the top bottom half of the first inning, to the plate here in the bottom of the third. Takes ball one down low. They're going to appeal that, and it will be confirmed as a ball by the base umpire, Dan Keith, who's standing over at shortstop. Not sure how you can really appeal standing right at the plate. The 1-0. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. 1-1.
Kinesa, one of the Rams' better hitters with runners in scoring position, hitting .417 on the year, 10 out of 24.
Winokur, raid run on second. The 1-1 pitch to Kinesa, fisted over towards the second baseman. It's going to be caught there as all sinking away from Wombold. Still an easy play for her, ranging to her left. Two away for the Rams in the bottom of the third. Amy Van Hoven now to the plate. 343 hitter, with the exception of Figueroa in today's starting lineup. Leads the Rams in hitting. She started all of the Rams games. First pitch to her. The slapper right back up the middle, but fielded by the pitcher, Cater, and throws it over to first in time for the final out of the bottom of the third inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left for the Rams through three. Syracuse 3 and Fordham nothing. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and FordhamSports.com via the Atlantic 10 Digital Network.
Back here at Pahoshi Field for the fourth inning. Syracuse leading this game 3-0 over the Fordham Rams. Defensive change. Paige Ortiz re-enters the game at first base for the Rams. And we will have a re-entry as Matt Morrow is back in.
More than one re-entry in the broadcast booth. Not softball, only one, but we're doing more than one.
Listen, those middle-of-the-week games, it's called getting your work in.
Dobman on the mound, or in the circle for the Rams, and the first pitch is outside a ball to Alyssa Dews, the catcher in the 9 spot for the Orange, leading off this top of the fourth inning. Her Orange leading 3-0 here over the Fordham Rams. Top of the fourth, 1-0 is fouled straight back off the net. Count even at 1-1.
I'll be interested to see how Dobman kind of reacts. Down 3-0, gave up that home run in the top of the third inning. Just to see, you know, her mindset here again. Rams have had a little bit of trouble with the long ball this year, and we'll see how they rebound.
1-1 is grounded softly back to the pitcher, Dobman, who flips it underhand to first. Ortiz puts it away, and a quick out number one, a big out number one there for Dobman, just as you were saying, Scott.
Yeah, again, nice job by Dobman, who already also has a throwing error back in the first inning, where, again, it was a nice, easy play, field it clean, get it to Paige Ortiz for the out. again, a nice easy out for the first out to start this fourth inning.
So now Dobman will have to go back against the top of the Syracuse order. It's Matty Doan, the right fielder. It took a little bit off that one, but it's a ball outside, 1-0.
Doan is 0-for-1 in the game.
Did have a walk last inning. The 1-0 to her is on the inside part of the plate, crushed down the right field line, but way foul, way out in front of it. And that certainly had home run distance, but it's going to be a long strike one.
Doan, not exactly the typical lefty slapper, can swing away. Probably can go both ways here as a leadoff hitter.
The 1-1 is in the dirt. The right-handed batter's box for a ball, 2-1.
It's much similar to Amy Van Hoven for the Rams. She is able to slap or swing away straight away as a left-handed hitter. And again, gives your coach a lot of flexibility at the top of the lineup.
2-1 again in the dirt, outside, ball 3. Doan, 13 extra base hits on the season. Half of her 26 hits have been the extra base variety. 10 doubles, 3 triples, 16 RBIs. Batting lead off the 274 hitter coming in. 3-1 is hit into center field and moving back on it. And it's going to be over the wall, a home run. The line drive kept on going, and the leadoff hitter, Doan, has got a home run. Make it 4-0 Orange here in the top of the fourth inning.
That was a line drive home run. That probably maybe only about 10 feet off the ground, but that was just literally blistered out the center field.
The way Canessa went back on, I thought she might have a chance. It just kept going.
It looked like it was maybe going to hit the top of the wall in center field, but, again, that's another ball the football team is going to have to throw back. Unfortunately for the Rams, now down 4-0 here in the top of the fourth.
So now nobody on, one away in the top of the fourth, but a run comes home on the home run for Matty Doan. Her first of the season. Now Dobman will have to get back to work. That one, the outside part of the plate, and grounded weakly down the third baseline. Picked up barehanded by Mayer in foul territory over by her own dugout, 0-1.
Dobman at 70 pitches this afternoon and 3 1/3.
Sammy Fernandez from the left side of the plate as well. And she swings at the second pitch and fouls it off her foot. So down in the count, 0-2. She lined out to left field. A nice play made by Figueroa last inning in the third. Reached on the error in the first, but was involved in that double play.
Fernandez, more your typical left-handed slapper.
And she'll take that one high above the eyes for the first ball of the count. 1-2, one away here, top of the fourth inning. Syracuse leading Fordham 4-0. On the home run for Matty Doan here, a solo shot. The last batter, 0-2, and that one slapped on the ground to second. A couple of bounces, Van Hoven over to first. Ortiz puts it away, and we have out number 2 in the top of inning number 4. Dobman gets the ball back in the circle, trying to get out of this inning without any further damage. Had some trouble in the first two innings, got through it, but then a 3-run shot last inning, and now a solo shot this inning in the first pitch. Is in the dirt to Corinne Ozan, the first baseman for the Orange, 1-0. Looks in, and now pitch number 2. And that one's hit on the ground to third. Backhanded play, but foul. Chris Tahanica calling that one foul at the last second.
Good backhand play by Mayer. Probably fouled maybe by about 2-3 inches just in front of the bag.
Mayer was ready to come up throwing if it was fair, but count even at 1-1, 2 away, nobody on. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, or fouled off the foot of Ozan. Either way, 1-2. Dobman one strike away from getting out of the top of the fourth without any further damage. Now has the Rams down 4-0. Ready for the 1-2. That one is weakly grounded down the third base side. Another backhanded picked by Mayer, but that one a few feet foul. So we'll get another chance at the 1-2. Dobman looks into Lombardo. She's ready for the 1-2. That one grounded weakly past Dobman. Van Hoven charges it over to first. Ortiz puts it away, and that's out number 3. But not before Syracuse gets on the board again. One run on one hit. The solo jack for Matty Doan. The line drive homer to center field puts Syracuse up 4-0 as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rams coming up next here at Bahoshi Field. Give me a second,
I'll carry you home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
Matt Morrow alongside Drew Casey now here for the bottom of the fourth inning at Bahoshi Field. The home Fordham Rams are 3-0 at home this season so far, but they trail the Syracuse Orange 4-0. A three-run shot in the third, and now a solo shot in the top of the fourth for Syracuse. Makes it a 4-0 lead. Now the heart of the Rams order will come up in the bottom of the first. First pitch is fisted over to first base, and it's going to be a pop-out for Lindsey Meyer, or Mayer, as Corinne Ozan puts it away. So Mayer, first pitch swinging, and she makes her 0-for-2, first out of this inning on the first pitch.
And Matt, you know, Fordham down four runs now. They've got four more innings at the plate in this one. Even if they're unable to come back in this one, you still want to build some confidence because you've got another game right against the Syracuse team 20, 35 minutes after this first game comes to an end.
Kayla Lombardo steps in. She popped out her first at-bat in the second inning. That one way inside. Had to turn out of the way. Get away from it. 1-0. One out, nobody on here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping back into the circle is Cater, Syracuse pitcher, ready for the 1-0, and she bounces that one a couple feet in front of the plate. So now it's 2-0 against Lombardo. Kayla Lombardo, 9 of 13 coming in against left-handers, but went down after the pop out to short in the second. Her second chance against Cater here, ahead 2-0 in the count. And she'll take again above the letters, 3-0.
Matt, 3-0 count. Four hitter, down four runs. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Curious if it's the green light in this situation or if she's taking all the way.
Ready for the 3-0. And she is taking all the way. Right over the plate comes Cater. And the first strike of this bat pumped in there, 3-1.
And 3-0 is a count that I always perceive to be, you're going to get the same pitch on 3-1, and you'll likely get the same pitch 3-2, so why not take 3-0?
The 3-1 is taken, and Lombardo took a step down toward first base, but she's got to come back. It's a strike, 3-2.
And that's got to be frustrating for Kayla Lombardo. She's been catching this entire game. Dobbin has not been getting that strike call on the outside corner. That pitch right on the outside corner, Syracuse and Cater get that call.
The payoff pitch, and that one is lined into this left center field gap. It's going to get down for a base hit to the wall. Lombardo going to second base. The relay throw is cut off by the shortstop Fernandez, and standing with a one-out double at second base is the catcher, Kayla Lombardo.
And that's huge for Fordham, and now even bigger for them to score Kayla Lombardo, try and get back in this game. Three runs, obviously a lot more doable than four. An opportunity where you get two runners on and can blast the home run to tie it. Fordham has had good luck hitting home runs here at Bahoshi Field in their three wins. Remember, averaging eight runs at home, zero yet in this one.
Dobbin to the plate from the right side. First pitch swinging into right field. And that's going to get down for a base hit down the right field line. Going from third and rounding third, Lombardo. She's going to score. Going to third base. Going for the triple is Dobbin. Slides under the throw safely for an RBI triple. And Michelle Dobbin gets the Rams on the board here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's now 4-1 Syracuse.
And Matt, big innings is something also that Fordham has been able to do here at home. Score eight runs in one inning, seven runs in one inning against LaSalle this past weekend. Two extra base hits in a row, and just like that, you bring this runner in from third, and Dobbin, you're right back in the softball game, just down two runs.
Cora Ioniro steps to the plate with a runner on third base, one away. Corners in infield in for Syracuse. First pitch is on the outside corner, strike one.
And Matt, this is the same as the success the Syracuse hitters had the second time through against Dobbin. The Rams now second time through against the pitcher Cater, having some success hitting the ball hard and able to find two in a row that drop. Where no one is for Syracuse.
The 0-1. It's on the outside corner, just a bit off the outside corner outside. So count even at one. One out. One runner on third base is Dobbin. Now 2-for-2 in this ballgame. She's got the first RBI for the Rams, making it 4-1.
Ioniro, 357 off left. He's only 174 against righties.
Swings and misses on the pitch on the outside corner. So now Cater ahead 1-2. Make Lombardo 10-for-15 against lefties now, and Dobbin 8-of-15. Ioniro trying to get a base hit here. drive in the second Fordham run. The 1-2, and that one's hit hard on the ground, bounced. Going to first with it is Wombold. Ozan puts it away after Wombold looked over to third and made sure Dobman wasn't going anywhere. So it's out number two, and Dobman will still be at third base. Now he's Shaw, designated player. That's from the left side.
Infield up in that case, allowing Syracuse to more easily check back the runner at third and Dobman. Also would have been difficult with if the middle infielders were back, but in this case they're in. Iannarro hits it right on the screws, but right at second baseman for Syracuse. And an easy look back towards third, and the Rams not going to risk it and still have the runner at third now with two outs and Shaw up.
First pitch swinging, swings right through it, 0-1. Infield does move back now with two away. Dobman still over at third with that RBI triple that plated Lombardo.
Shaw only three RBIs on the season, looking for four here.
He's 0-1, struck out looking in the second. She takes a pitch there, and it's high and outside. Count even at one. One ball, one strike. Two away, runner on third. Fordham trailing 4-1. Got one back here in this inning. Looking for one more. The 1-1 is going to get back to the backstop. It's called strike. Dobman took a few steps toward home, but she'll head back there as the catcher Dews got to it quickly. Scampering back to third was Dobman. It's a called strike on the inside corner, but couldn't be handled initially by Dews, so the count is 1-2. Dobman's still over at third, two away.
Interesting situation there as they're on third. Dobman maybe thought it might have been fouled as that ball was still called a strike, but just unable to be handled.
The 1-2. It's high and outside. Count will move even to 2-2 with two away.
Big spot for Shaw here. Struck out looking in the second.
Ready for the 2-2, and she swings right through it, strike three, and Cater avoids any further damage. But before one run comes home, two hits on the inning, the double for Lombardo, the RBI triple for Michelle Dahman gets Fordham on the board. It's 4-1 Syracuse as we're through four complete here from Bohoji Field. Back here at Bohoji Field, it's now 4-1 Syracuse as they'll come to the plate in the top of the fifth inning, but not after one run in the bottom of the fourth for the Rams to get on the board. Michelle Dobman, who was the pitcher to give up four runs in four innings, had an RBI triple, but she's not on the mound anymore. We've got a new pitcher, Drew. Why don't you tell us about it?
Patty Maloney on the mound for the Fordham Rams as we speak, throwing her warm-up pitch. That's just included those four. 9.6 ERA, just making her 13th appearance. She hasn't started a game, 18 and a third innings. She's given up 13 earned runs, 27 hits, so a hit and a half per inning. She's going to get some work here and try and keep Fordham in the ballgame. They trail by three in the top of the fifth.
The first pitch of the afternoon for Maloney is hit hard to first base off the glove of Ortiz. It's a fair ball. Going to get it Van Hoven, the second baseman, in foul territory, and stopping at first with a single is the cleanup hitter, designated player, Sydney O'Hara. So make her 3-for-3. She's got the three-run drag in the third. Also singled in the second. So now three hits in three trips for Sydney O'Hara.
Yeah, those bases only 60 feet in collegiate softball, and really all softball. But look out over there if you're Paige Ortiz, the first baseman, unable to come up with that hard liner.
First pitch to the next batter. Wombo is in on the outside, on the inside corner for strike one. Samuel Maloney ahead of the second hitter in this inning, but with the runner on, quickly moving, and that took something off there. And that one's going to stay high, apparently. Couldn't get the call there as it was over the plate. But the count is even at 1-1.
Well, she definitely had at least wobbled off balance on that one. Wobbled, though, good eye. Two walks on the day.
The 1-1 is too far inside. So Maloney got getting the calls here early on. Two balls and one strike. Quickly moving the 2-1. That one's going to stay high as well. 3-1, Maloney. Trying to find the plate here in her first inning of work. In the top of the fifth inning, after Michelle Dobbin went four. The 3-1 is at the knees. Four strike two, a full count here. Nobody out, one on. O'Hara over at first base after the leadoff single here in the top of the fifth. Quickly the 3-2 is fouled. Weakly back behind the plate, and we'll get another chance at the payoff pitch.
Big out for Maloney to try and get here. She hasn't retired a batter yet. A single right off of her first pitch of the afternoon. And to get this hitter, don't want to put two on and nobody out. You might lose some confidence at that point.
The 3-2 again. It's too low. Ball four. So a leadoff single for O'Hara. Now Wombold is on with her third walk. So three hits for O'Hara, three walks for Wombold, the 4 and 5 hitters for the Orange. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Third baseman Danielle Chikowski coming to the plate, batting from the right side for Syracuse.
And if you're Fordham, obviously you want to stay in this softball game as long as possible. And again, especially because there's another game coming up after this. It'd be a lot better if they were to lose this one by only a couple of runs as opposed to maybe getting blown out if they get a couple more in this inning.
First pitch to Chikowski is fouled straight back, strike one. Andrew, it's still time to win this game. 8 runs in the past 3 games for Fordham exactly.
And those runs came in the 5th inning and the 6th inning respectively this past weekend, that is. 7 and 8 runs.
The 0-1. Chikowski takes on the inside corner. That time Maloney gets the call. 0-2. Nobody out. 2 runners on. 1st and 2nd. The 0-2 is too high. Ball 1. Count moves to 1-2. On the third baseman, Chikowski, who is 0-for-1. Sacrifice in the 2nd. Struck out in the 3rd. Ready for the 1-2. That one's low, bouncing in the dirt. Nice play by Lombardo to stick with it. Block it. Runners aren't going anywhere. Count even at 2-2.
Maloney going with the off-speed right there. Those last two pitches. Trying to get the hitter, Chikowski, to chase.
The 2-2 is lined over the third baseman head, but foul. Mayer jumped up for it over her head, but it fell down behind her in foul territory down the third base line. So we'll get another chance at the 2-2. After that one was just off the end of the bat for Chitkowski.
Chitkowski just a little ahead of that one.
The 2-2 is inside. Ball 3. Another full count. Went to one with the last batter, Wombold. Wombold walked, her third walk of the afternoon. Quickly the 3-2. That swung on and fouled straight back. And once again for the 2nd straight at bat, we'll have another chance at 3-2.
Maloney really the third pitcher on this Fordham side at the moment. Lauren Quentz currently out with an injury. Also does some pitching on this Fordham team, but outside of Gillen and Dobman, it's Patty Maloney, number 3.
The 3-2, once again fouled back.
Chikowski really making Maloney work here in this at-bat. She saw that Wombold worked the walk just prior to her. Trying to do the same here or get a hit on 3-2.
Try number 3, and that one's in the dirt. 2 straight walks given up by Maloney. Only walked 5 batters coming in 12 appearances, and this her 13th appearance. Walks 2 in the first inning of work. So a leadoff single and 2 straight walks means the bases are loaded. Nobody out. And Rachel Burkhart's coming to the plate. Left fielder in the 7th spot in the Syracuse lineup. Bats from the right side. Singled in the 3rd inning. Also lined out in the 2nd. Strike 1 to start it off.
Gillen warming in the bullpen for the Rams down the 3rd baseline.
Last inning as well. See if maybe Gillen's trying to be safe for game number 2. The 0-1 is taken high. Well, he took something off of that one. Count is even at 1-1. Syracuse got out to a 4-0 lead after home runs in the third and fourth, but the Rams get one back. A Dobman RBI triple makes it 4-1. Now the bases are loaded, and this one's popped up on 1-1 into foul territory. Lombardo, the catcher, going to the net, but it's going to get out of play. So it's 1-2. And as the Rams try to keep this a three-run deficit, it's 4-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Nobody out here for Patty Maloney in her first inning of work in the top of the fifth, after Dahlman gave up 5 hits and 4 runs through 4. Count 1-2 to Burkhart. And the pitch swung on and missed. A much-needed strikeout there for Patty Maloney. First out she's recorded this afternoon here in the top of the fifth.
Huge out. Huge out for Patty Maloney in Fordham. Gets the first out. Sets up the double play, but again, the double play very... not uncommon, but doesn't happen in the traditional way very often in college softball.
Moving quickly, the first pitch to Dombrowski, the center fielder, batting from the eighth spot from the right side, is a ball on the inside. 1-0.
You say the eighth spot, the 8-9 hitters up next two batters for Syracuse, chance to get out of this inning.
That one is too high, so quickly 2-0. Maloney falling behind the number 8 hitter for Syracuse. Nowhere to put her, bases are loaded.
Got to be throwing strikes here if you're Maloney. Have to find the zone here.
Quickly the 2-0, and that one is lined foul down the third base line, right over the Fordham dugout. But it is strike one.
Actually, it looked like it might have hit the
hit that wire there
the wire
that holds the net up for the
that
backstop.
The net up. That's very bizarre that that wire can sort of deflect the ball. I know, she definitely could not do that again.
The 2-1, and that one is skied down the left field line. That's one that's going to go foul as well. It's not going to make it into the tennis court. The football field has been terrorized by some balls. Tennis court's not yet. That one was attempted by Dombrowski, but she'll have to try again if she wants to hit some tennis players over there in left field.
And that ball landed just where Rachel Gillen was warming up a couple minutes ago. Luckily, not there now.
The 2-2 is fouled straight back, and it's going to go over our booth here.
Matt, you didn't put your glove out.
I don't have one. I'm calling a game, Drew. That's bizarre. If you brought a glove, can we use it? You don't have it out either.
I didn't bring one either.
Brendan? Producer Brendan Bowers also does not have a glove. You have a glove,
please. The proverbial hypothetical glove. You don't need a glove. You can catch it with your hands.
Maloney in a spot here. It's 2-2. One out, base is loaded, and she gets a second strikeout here. Dombrowski goes down swinging. Two straight strikeouts for Maloney. Base is loaded, no out. Now base is loaded and two outs. And the infield will move back. We get to Dews, the catcher, now Bowden with two away.
Job not done yet, though, for Patty Maloney. In essence, the last two outs.
She works quickly. That one's on the inside part of the plate, but off the plate, 1-0.
In essence, the last two outs are really inconsequential if the hitter now Dews can get a base hit or a walk and bring a runner or two in.
Number 9 hitter is grounded back to the pitcher, both at bat. She's 0-2, and she swings through that pitch there, making the count 1-1 against her here in her third trip.
Maloney in the driver's seat after that swing from Dews. Looked completely lost at that pitch, but only her first strike.
Yeah, big pick-me-up here for the Rams. If they can get through this, bases loaded, nobody out, jam. That one is skied into left center field. It's high, though. Figueroa is going to get under it. Now the center fielder, Canessa, is the one that will take charge and put it away. Three base runners, the first three batters of the top of the fifth. None of them come across the plate against Patty Maloney. One hit, two walks in the inning, but no runs. Three runners left on base. Maloney gets out of the bases loaded, none out, jam. It's 4-1 Syracuse, midway through 5. We'll be right back here at Bohoshi Field with the Rams coming to the plate. back here at Bohoshi Field for the bottom of the fifth. Matt Morrow alongside Drew Casey as the Fordham Rams look to make a dent in this three-run deficit. It's Paige Ortiz, the first baseman, who takes high for ball one. Syracuse up 4-1. But they could not convert after getting three runners on, nobody out. Patty Maloney, her first inning of work, top of the fifth, gets out of the jam. The 1-0 is a strike on the outside corner, count even at 1-1.
Rams, Matt, have hit three balls hard in this entire game. Paige Ortiz, the first one, a long single to the left back in the third. Then, of course, the double from Lombardo and the triple from Dobbin in the last.
The 1-1. Swung on and missed by Ortiz. She was swinging for the fences on that one. She swung right through it. 1-2.
Only one strike. I have no problem with that. But now, 1-2, shorten up. Try and get on base any way you can.
The 1-2 delivery is off the outside corner for Cater. Still going strong. He's given up four hits. Did give up her first run. The last inning of work in the bottom of the fourth. Now in the bottom of the fifth. That's a 2-2 count on the leadoff hitter, Ortiz. Eighth spot in the lineup. First baseman for the Rams. The 2-2. Took something off, but she couldn't get it in the zone. And now we're going to go to 3-2. Ortiz singled in the third inning. Kaylin Winokur ran for her. Full count offering. Off the plate away, and Ortiz is going to reach base again. Trot down to first on a walk.
Great eye by Paige Ortiz. Great approach also. Behind 1-2, knows that you got to protect the plate. But if the ball's not there, I'll take it, and I'll gladly take the walk here. And now Paige Ortiz, unlikely, to be pinch run for here, because if she were to be, her day would be done. She would not be able to re-enter a second time.
She'll stay in for now. The runner at first. The corners are in. Third baseman way in. Jakowski for Syracuse. As the first pitch to Figueroa is a strike on the outside corner, strike one. Ortiz drawing the first walk given up so far by Cater. Now going over some instructions with her infield. Right side of the infield at normal depth. Shortstop Hernandez at normal depth, but way in Chutkowski at third. And the second pitch is on, it's too far inside, count even at 1-1.
Figueroa is still hitting over 500 up to the moment, now 13 of 25.
Major shift for Figueroa, the lefty slapper to go the other way. The center fielder Dombrowski is in left center. She'll take, and that one's going to be at the knees, 1-2.
And it's interesting that they're going with that shift because the pitcher, Cater, is working the inside part of the plate. I know the slapper hitter tends to go the other way, but the inside pitch doesn't really lend itself to that.
The 1-2, that one is too far inside, also low. We'll get an even count now at 2-2. Ortiz still the runner at first, nobody out. Rams trailing 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-2. That one is slapped into left field, going to the left field line, but getting under it is Burkhart, the left fielder. Out number one here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Figueroa gave it a nice ride, just played perfectly by the left fielder for Syracuse, and Burkhart, simple play for her. Now top of the lineup, though, for Fordham, and a chance to try and get even closer here in the bottom of the fifth.
Top of the lineup comes up one away. 1-2-3 spot in the order. 0-6 so far for the Rams. Canessa trying to change that, but she takes over the plate. Strike one. First pitch she sees here in the fifth. She struck out looking in the first. Popped out to second in the third. Cater the 0-1. That one is too low in the dirt. Count even at 1-1. One out, one on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1 lead Syracuse over Fordham.
Canessa struck out looking back in the first, then hit a liner to second, back in the third.
1-1. That one's high, but fouled back. Out of play. 1-2. Gets to the roof of the McGinley Center, to our right here, over the stands.
Gotta get some people up there like they have in San Francisco in the kayaks.
How about the Wrigley Field rooftops?
There we go, yeah.
The 1-2. That one's taken over the plate for strike three. And it's the second time that Canessa has gone down looking. Cater with another strikeout trying to get around the leadoff single by Ortiz. She's two-thirds of the way there. Now two away, and Van Hoven steps to the plate.
Van Hoven, another lefty slapper for this Rams side. The transfer from the University of Virginia. Looking to get.
And so first pitch swing, lift it high into right field. Getting under it is Doan, the right fielder. And like that, after the leadoff single for Paige Ortiz, Jocelyn Cater gets through the Rams lineup
In the bottom of the fifth, no more damage done. Or the leadoff walk, I should say, to Ortiz. So no hits in that inning. No runs. One left and no errors. We move to the top of the sixth inning. It's Syracuse still leading Fordham here at Bahoshi Field, 4-1.
Top half of the sixth inning. Syracuse leading Fordham 4-1 here at Bahoshi Field in the first of two games. Seven innings they both will go. At least. No bad weather in the forecast here today. A beautiful day. Sun is out. Temperature maybe not ideal. Under 50 degrees here.
No clouds, though.
In the Bronx, there are not a single cloud in the sky. Only one plane that is not blue in the sky that I see at this moment as the first pitch is called strike. Perhaps they're on to the warmer weather.
Hope so. I hope they're going to the warmer weather. It's too cold.
Maddie,
too cold here.
Maddie Doan today, 1-for-2 as she takes the first pitch, the second pitch outside the first ball to her, 1-1. She grounded to second in the first, walked and scored in the third, and solo homer back in the fourth to right field.
Well, as Scott said before, that line drive homer in the fourth looked like it never got about 10 feet off the ground, but it was far enough.
At the 1-1, called for a strike. Count 1-2 now.
That line drive she hit in the fourth, it just kept traveling. It looked like it was going to stay in the park at first, but Canessa ran out of room.
1-2 pitch. Fouled away. No foul signal from the umpire. Thought maybe it was just missed, but a foul ball.
Just barely got a piece of it. Right off the end of the bat.
Count 1-2. The pitch. Hit towards first. Fielded by Ortiz and steps on the bag. Easy play for her. Good reaction. Didn't have to really move a muscle. One away here in the top of the sixth inning.
Well, we talked about it earlier when a line drive went right off Ortiz's glove. You got to have real quick reactions if you're playing the corner infield spots, especially that time. Nice job by Ortiz. She didn't have to move very far, but she had to get the glove in the right position as she took it on one bounce and didn't have to go far to make out number one herself.
Maloney in the circle for the Rams, trying to keep them within three here. First pitch to the two-hitter Fernandez, popped in the air over towards short. Brady in back and gets under it. Looked like she had a little trouble with it at first, but then got a good beat on it, moved to her right, and caught it just before infield dirt turned to the outfield turf. Two away now. Top half of the sixth.
Well, with the infield in, it almost became no man's land where that pop-up ended up going. Nice job by Brady, and to move back to her right, like you said, eventually got a good beat on it, fighting the sun.
Corin Ozan swings at the first pitch and lines it foul. Third baseline, left field line. Ozan, double play back in the first, very unconventionally. Both runners were thrown out at second. Singleton scored in the third and grounded the second in the fourth. The 0-1 pitch to her from Maloney. Swung on right side and out of play. Just over the Fordham dugout, where it's fielded by some onlookers there.
Maloney gets a strike here or an out. It'd be the first 1-2-3 inning since that first inning.
The 0-2 pitch is fouled away just narrowly. Nearly, I should say. Back to the backstop.
It'll also be the first inning Syracuse hasn't had a base runner. We talked about that unconventional double play in the first. Syracuse has reached base every inning so far.
Gives Fordham the bats right back in the heart of their lineup. 3-4-5. Mayor Lombardo Daubman. Quick inning on defense. Maybe leads to a productive inning on offense as the 0-2 is high. 1-2. 1-2, swung on, and missed. Got her with a high heat. Suzanne goes down. 1-2-3 inning for the Rams. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Syracuse 4 and Fordham 1. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org, FordhamSports.com, and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Half of the sixth inning, Rams down three. They trail 4-1 to the Syracuse Orange here at Bohoshi Field in the first game of two. Drew Casey and Matt Morrow, Brandon Bowers on the controls. Scott Kwiatkowski was on board earlier and helping us out in between innings. And Matt, pitcher on the hill, Jocelyn Cater, has been absolutely mowing down hitters for the Rams. The first pitch to Mayer is fouled away, out of play. 0-1.
She's had a real good afternoon, lad. One run through five so far on four hits. Also has four strikeouts. Came in third in the ACC in strikeouts entering the week. There's only walked one batter. There's Ortiz to lead off the last inning.
The 0-1 pitch to Mayer. Again, swung on and again fouled away. This one off the facing of the McGinley Center. Look out as it comes back. And our very own DJ Sixsmith now with two softballs, one in either hand behind the Syracuse dugout.
Well, don't give him too much credit. He didn't catch that on a fly.
He could catch it off of a couple of bounces,
yeah,
though, so
wasn't that impressive.
We'll give him a little bit of credit. The 0-2 pitch to Mayer, just missed outside. A good pitch from Cater, a little smile as she gets the ball back.
Hasn't let calls like that or base runners really faze her so far. The only rough inning was that fourth with the two extra base hits.
1-2 upstairs, 2-2. Rose a little too much on that one, and Matt, 3-4-5, down three runs, six outs to play with here. Got to think the Rams, they're going to make a dent in this game. They're going to have to get a couple of runs here. The 2-2, again, upstairs, good eye for Mayer, full count now.
Well, it was the exact scenario in inning number four when Fordham did get their run. Mayer popped out, but then Lombardo with the double and Dobman with the RBI triple.
I got a full count now. Only one walk from Cater thus far. Swung on, hit towards short, fielded there. Actually bobbled and not going to be in time, as it's going to be likely an error as Fernandez couldn't come up with it for the Orange. And the ball goes out of play as it was also missed by the first baseman. So an ugly play for Syracuse. It'll clearly be an error as the leadoff hitter Mayer is now on second base with just a innocent ground ball to short that gets her all the way to second base. So not a pretty play from Syracuse.
And that's huge because now Lombardo and Dobman both kill lefties. They got the two extra base hits 2 innings ago.
First pitch to Lombardo upstairs and in, 1-0.
Looked like Fernandez just sat back on it maybe a little bit longer than she should have. It took a while to get to her. Probably would have had Mayer at first if she comes up with it cleanly.
Lombardo ahead 1-0. The pitch to her. Again, same spot. Up and in. Out of the strike zone, 2-0. And also, Matt, Mayer getting the second base. Not that a double play would necessarily be in order, but the fact that it, you know, you can
at least
force
get the force
out
at second.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times today, and that unconventional double play was a force at second and first in the first.
The 2-0 to Lombardo. She takes it for a called strike. 2-1 now.
That double play ended up 6-6-3-4, so it can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. I'm not sure I've ever seen a double play quite like that. tons of combinations. Lombardo stands in for the 2-1. The pitch right down Broadway. Takes it for a called strike. 2-2. Lombardo, like we said, doubled and scored in the fourth inning. 1-for-2 today. Looking for her second hit. Mayer on second to 2-2. Swung on and missed. Couldn't catch up with the high heat. She goes down. Michelle Daubman now steps up. Another chance to bring in a run for the Rams.
Well, that was a nice job there by Cater to really change the eye level, change inside, outside part of the plate. Early on in the count, forcing the pitch inside. Lombardo pulled one for her double before, wasn't going to let her do it again.
Daubman, first pitch swing, fouls it straight back. Count 0-1, one out. Daubman at the plate. Mayer off second, or on second, as the 0-1 gets by the catcher Dews, and the getting to third is Mayer easily, as that one looked like it just slipped out of the hand of Cater. Bounced maybe 10 feet in front of the plate and rolled to the backstop.
Seen that a couple of times already. That's happened quite frequently today, and that's the 13th wild pitch of the season for Cater.
Pitch to Daubman on the 1-1, missed outside, 2-1.
Dews has done a nice job of stopping those pitches. They've been easier to stop if they've kind of been over the plate, but bounced throughout the afternoon. That one was past the right-handed batter's box, and Dews couldn't do much with it. No hesitation for Mayer going to third.
Infield pretty much in for Syracuse. The 2-1 hit in the air to center. Going back, Dombrowski headed back towards the track to the wall off the warning track and bounces over the fence for a ground rule double. So Syracuse playing shallow. Daubman exploits them, and it's 4-2. Syracuse here in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, that's one of those instances you wish you would have stayed in the park. Daubman probably going to third for her second triple of the afternoon. If that one's able to bounce off the wall and stay in play, it hits the warning track, and it might have grazed the top of the wall, but not enough to hold it in play. It goes over to the practice football field past the right field wall, but it's still an RBI double, still an RBI extra base hit, and Daubman's still in scoring position.
Ioneer, the right fielder to the plate. First pitch swing, fouls it away. Straight back. Good hack on that one. She's 0-for-2 today, and no, Matt, another chance here. Runner in scoring position. Less than 2 outs. The Rams down 2. 5 outs to play with here. Daubman now with a single, double, and a triple. The 0-1 pitch into the netting. Daubman, probably the toughest part of the cycle, the triple back in the fourth. Hope she can get another at bat in the seventh.
Big hole in right center field here as the center field Dombrowski is a little bit shaded to left.
Battling the sun over in right. We saw that as an issue in the LaSalle doubleheader over the weekend. The 0-2 pitch to Ioneiro missed outside. 1-2. Saw a couple of balls just fall to the turf in right field. Over near second base as well in that LaSalle series. Just players from both sides lost it in the sun. The 1-2 to Ioneiro now with the runner on second. Swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, but it's going to get out of play. Foul.
Making Cater work there. Have been a couple innings where she's gotten through with a bit of ease, but going through the heart of the order hasn't been easy for her. So Ioneiro trying to continue to make it harder, trying to keep making her throw more pitches here in this inning.
1-2 pitch to Ioneiro. Swung on, hit towards short. Fernandez fields cleanly, fires the first in the dirt, picked up by Ozan. Might have got it before it got a piece of the dirt. Regardless, though, Ioneiro retired, 6-3, and there's two away. You're in the bottom of the sixth.
Real nice play there by Ozan over at first. Fernandez rushed that one a little bit, had the runner in her left eye, in the corner of her eye. Daubman wanted to make sure she was staying at second. That throw certainly was low. A really nice pick by Ozan.
Patty Maloney will now step to the plate. Cater is going to talk to a little mound or in the circle visit here from the coaching staff. Maloney, only one at bat this season, and that was a hit. So the Syracuse coaching staff might be maybe a little confused as to why Maloney coming to the plate. They'll talk strategy briefly, and now that brief meeting will break up.
Well, she does have an RBI, too, so got a runner in scoring position here with two away. Maloney in a real, real big spot.
Maloney with two outs. First pitch to her with runner on second. She takes it for a called strike. Maloney is the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth. She's on the hill. 4-2 Syracuse leads. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It missed outside from Cater. Count 1-1. Daubman on the bag at second. Outfield, moderate depth. The 1-1 to Maloney. Swung on right back to the pitcher Cater. Bobbles it briefly. Fields now and fires to first in plenty of time. Rams inch a little bit closer, though, in the bottom of the sixth. They get one run on one hit, one error, and one left on through six. Syracuse 4 and Fordham 2. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVsports.org, FordhamSports.com, and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network.
A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow, and my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love, just grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a precious child, and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live.
Top of the seventh inning here at Mahoshi Field. Syracuse up 4-2. They'll be at the plate now, trying to extend that lead before Fordham gets their last licks. Won't be the last licks of the day, though. Doubleheader here on tap. Game number one. Fordham undefeated at home thus far, just 3-0. Two games canceled, so of course they'd like to keep that perfect. But, Matt, they're going to need a solid defensive inning here and then get a couple runs at the plate, starting with the bottom of their lineup next inning.
They will, and there's one error on the scoreboard right now. That was Dobman in the circle thrown over to first base. That was all the way back in the first inning. Fordham has played a solid defensive game. They get a really important run in the bottom of the sixth. If they hold serve here, they're only down two next inning.
O'Hara, the lefty, takes ball one outside. The big blow, three-run homer for Syracuse back in the third, came from O'Hara. No doubt at right field, deep into the football stretching exercises, going on beyond the right field fence as the 1-0 is called strike, 1-1.
It's home run number six on the year for O'Hara. She's 3-for-3 today.
1-1 missed outside. Maloney looks like she's being very careful here in this at-bat to O'Hara, knowing that she is 3-for-3, including the three-run home run that we just mentioned. The 2-1 pitch swung on, fouled straight back. Good hack there from O'Hara. Just missed it. The 2-2 pitch. O'Hara again fouls it straight back into the protective netting at the backstop. Top half of the seventh inning. Thanks for stopping by on this Wednesday afternoon. Stick with us through the evening for game number two. The 2-2 pitch missed upstairs. 3-2. The Orange and Rams agreed to play a second game here today due to both teams losing more than a couple of games due to weather, whether that be in Syracuse, at Fordham, or various across the country. The 3-2 pitch popped sky to third, towards third foul territory. Mayer catches it in foul territory just as the dirt turned to turf. Looked like she was conscious of that and was careful as she took that extra step. One away, top of the seventh.
Well, that's an important time to retire O'Hara for the first time this afternoon. The last thing you want to do here is give back that run you got in the bottom of the sixth.
First pitch to the batter, Wombold. Takes down low, ball one.
Womble, no official plate appearances yet today. She's walked all three times.
1-0 pitch. Off-speed pitch for a called strike. Nice one there from Maloney. Had the hitter Womble way off balance. 1-1 pitch upstairs. 2-1. Two one with one out, missed away. 3-1.
We're trying to find the strike zone here. Don't want to put a runner on base via the walk here.
Maloney looking for the zone here. The 3-1 pitch way inside. Ball four. Wombold is on, and that's her fourth walk, Matt. Four walks for Wombold today.
I mean, really, being patient, she didn't say anything she wanted, so figured she'll get on base anyway if she doesn't offer at him.
She hasn't scored a run yet, though. Or however, she's gotten a second twice and a third once, now on first with her fourth walk of the ball game. Danielle Chitkowski, first pitch to her, gets by Lombardo as it bounced in the dirt. Heading to second is Wombold. And, Matt, that's big. That is a big base
huge
there for Syracuse, because a three-run deficit is a whole lot different than a two-run deficit.
Absolutely.
You get one runner on, and Fordham can hit the home run. Then you have a tie game. A lot more difficult to get three instead of two in the bottom of the seventh.
Let me also take away the force now at second base. It's, you move the runner to scoring position, that's a very costly, it could be a costly pass ball.
Popped in the air, Chitkowski over towards first foul ground. Ortiz coming on, calls off. Lombardo makes the catch. In foul ground for the out. So Maloney, after the wild pitch, gets the hitter Chitkowski to foul out. That's two foul outs in this inning. One to third, and now one to first.
And well, it would certainly take a third here. You'll take that out any way you can. It's a nice, probably, other than a strikeout, one of the best things you can get, because runners can't advance in that foul territory.
Rachel Burkhardt, 1-for-3 to the plate. First pitch swing to the shortstop, Brady, and to her right, fires the first high throw, but kept caught by Ortiz for the out. That'll do it for the seventh inning, or the top half of the seventh inning. Syracuse, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's the Orange 4 and the Rams 2. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Bottom half of inning number 7. They play 7 in NCAA softball. The Rams trail the Orange 4-2. That's the Fordham Rams and the Syracuse Orange. Glad you could be with us here on this Wednesday afternoon. A beautiful day in the Bronx. The sun is out. The sky is blue. There's not a cloud in the sky. Drew Casey and Matt Morrow, Scott Kwiatkowski earlier. Brandon Bauer's on the controls. The first pitch to Paige Ortiz here in the top of the 7th. Missed outside 1-0. Ortiz, Matt, has gotten on her first two plate appearances, a single and a walk. Looking to do the same here to start this rally in the seventh. The 1-0 swung on, fouled away, 1-1.
Meanwhile, Cater over there in the circle on the rubber. She's looking for complete game number 11 here in her 18th start of the season. It's been a real good outing so far for the Syracuse pitcher, the lefty. There's two runs allowed on five hits, and she's got a two-run lead.
Ortiz, 1-1. The pitch upstairs, grounded down the third baseline, but just fouled. Squeaked just left of the foul line. Fielded by the third baseman, Chitkowski. Count now 1-2 to Ortiz. Really key for her to get on, as Brianna Turgeon, now in the on-deck circle, likely to pinch hit for the nine-hitter, Morgan Figueroa. The 1-2 fouled away by Ortiz, right back into the netting. Tried to take that outside pitch to right. Figueroa 0-for-2 in the 9th spot. Ortiz 1-for-1 in the 8th spot at the plate right now. 1-2. The count. The pitch. Missed outside and high, 2-2. And last time, Matt Ortiz was behind 1-2. Worked it all the way back to 3-2 and then drew the walk. So seeing if she can do that here.
Got to get on any way you can here. Last licks, bottom of the seventh. You're down two. Just got to get base runners.
Count 2-2. The offering from the lefty upstairs, way upstairs. 3-2 now. Ortiz in a big spot here. She gets on here, likely be, well, possibly be pinch run for at first, as her run really doesn't mean much. The 3-2 pitch to Ortiz, fouled away over the first base dugout. And over near some machinery for the McGinley Center to let it run. 3-2 again. We'll do it a second time now. Ortiz standing in, waggling the bat ready. The pitch coming. Upstairs, way upstairs and in. Ball four, and Paige Ortiz works another walk to lead off an inning.
Well, she had to be careful there that she didn't go around while getting out of the way of that pitch. It was inside on her so much so that she had to get out of the way to make sure it didn't hit her. And by doing that, she almost turned to face the field and almost swung around, but thankfully she didn't for her, and she's on now with her second straight walk.
So Brianna Turgeon will come to the plate. Brianna Turgeon will pinch hit for Morgan Figueroa. Paige Ortiz will remain the runner at first. She was pinch run earlier in this game, but a two-run deficit for the Rams. She is not the tying run, so makes sense that she stays in as the runner at first, with her run essentially meaning nothing in the grand scheme of the game. Turgeon swings the first pitch and fouls it away. Down 0-1 now to Turgeon. She can hit the home run, four of those on the campaign thus far. Tied for the team lead. The 0-1 pitch to her. Again, good half, but fouled away. Straight back.
Trying to get the feel of Cater. It's tough to come off the bench cold into the most important part of the game. You're the tying run now here in the last inning before extra innings. So you got to get something going. You don't have much time to get used to things. Not right there on Cater. Maybe those two foul offs will get her there.
0-2 misses way high. 1-2 now. Turgeon got to shorten up here, likely, and try and put the ball in play. A different approach with two strikes. Outfield, moderate. 1-2 pitch to her. Called. Strike three. Got her on the outside corner. Goes down looking. Sydney Canessa, a leadoff hitter to the plate. Again, representing the tying run. Canessa, though, no home runs on the campaign thus far. It'll be quite the time to find one now. With Ortiz on first, Amy Van Hoven on deck. She also with no home runs. First pitch to Canessa, taken for a ball upstairs, and Rams can get it to Lindsey Mayer and Kayla Lombardo. Put themselves in a very good position to try and tie this game. Count 1-0. Pitch to Canessa, swung on, popped up, coming right at us and foul. And it'll land in the stands just in front of us. Out of play. Count 1-1. One out. Canessa, the hitter, trying to keep the Rams alive. Only one out. Ortiz on first. Pitch to Canessa. Swung on over towards right field. Doan going over in foul ground. She's going to make the catch. Ortiz fakes the tag to second, and then she'll retreat to first. A foul out for Canessa in the right field. Foul ground. Two away. The Rams down to their final out.
Well, now approaching 120 pitches. That's pitch 115 out there in the circle for Jocelyn Cater. And she's thrown a lot, but she's been effective today. Now she's one out away from complete game number 11 and potentially win number 9.
So Amy Van Hoven to the plate. 0-3 today. First pitch to her. The slapper takes strike one. And Hoven, aside from Figueroa in today's starting lineup, led the Rams in hitting entering today, 343. Hit here brings Lindsey Mayer to the plate, who has the pop in the bat to hit a homer. 0-1, swung on, hit in the air, over towards left field. Burkhart and now Dombrowski coming over, and the two converge. And the center fielder comes up with it, Dombrowski, and that's how this ball game ends. Looks like they had clearly called each other off, but, man, that could have led to some trouble. But Syracuse can laugh about it now. They take game one over the Fordham Rams, 4-2. Game two coming up in about 25, 30 minutes. The one-on-one postgame report for game number one coming up next.
One-on-one post-game report.
Drew Casey, Matt Morrow back with you on the one-on-one post-game report here at Bohoshi Field. We'll make it a quick one, Matt, as we've got another game coming up. The Rams fall 4-2 to the Syracuse Orange. And, Matt, a game where the Rams go down 4-0. They crawl back into this game, and they give themselves a chance to win it. They give themselves opportunities to get the tying run to the plate in the sixth inning. And a chance to win for sure. Let's get to quickly to some players of the game. 30 minutes until the next game. Matt, as Syracuse wins 4-2 again, like I just said, why don't we get to quickly a couple of players of the game.
Yeah, certainly. For Syracuse, it's got to be Jocelyn Cater, who had a terrific outing on the mound. 117 pitches through the seven innings for her 11th complete game of the season, and it's win number 9 for Jocelyn Cater. 5 hits allowed, just 1 earned run, struck out 6 while walking 2. And just a really nice job by Cater to get through what's been a good Fordham lineup, and a Fordham lineup that scored 24 runs in their last 3 games here, 3-0 at home, and the first loss here at home on the season for Fordham. I'll go over to the Rams now. My player of the game for Fordham has got to be Michelle Dobman, who, although giving up the 4 runs through 4 innings, gave up 5 hits, walked 3, only struck out 1. She was the offensive star for Fordham, had the only 2 RBIs for the Rams in this game, getting on the board, and it's 4-2 loss, but they don't get the 2 on the board without Dobman at the plate.
I'll start with the Rams, Matt. I'm going to go with Paige Ortiz. Gets on base all 3 times. She comes to the plate 1-for-1, a single and 2 walks, and notably those 3 times at the plate. She's the 8 hitter, but she led off in all 3 of her plate appearances in this game, and she got on each time just like she did, or she's supposed to do in that circumstance. She gives the team a chance, both in the 5th inning and the 7th inning, while they're trailing, to try and get her across. Leadoff walks, tend to score at any level of baseball or softball. Unable to for her in those 2 instances. Flipping it over to the Syracuse side, Sydney O'Hara, while she hit the 3-run homer. I might actually think I'm going to give it to Maddie Doan. She scores 2 runs in this game. She walks and scores off the home run from Sydney O'Hara, which eventually tends to be the game-winning RBI, the 3rd one from O'Hara. But Maddie Doan also hits her first career home run in the 4th inning. A leadoff hitter. Don't really see that out of leadoff hitters. And it was a no-doubter, a missile. Yes, a missile, not a missile. A missile over the center field fence. And that gives Syracuse their 4th run. Didn't need it as they win 4-2 in this one. Syracuse now 13-17. Fordham now 15-14. They'll try and avenge this loss very quickly. Coming up in about 25 minutes, game number 2. We'll have it right here. Same place, not the same time. 25 minutes, like I said, game number 2 coming up. That'll do it for game number 1. Syracuse wins it 4-2 over the Fordham Rams. The executive producer of Fordham Softball is Bob Ahrens. A special thanks to the Fordham Sports Information staff, and especially to Scott Kwiatkowski here today for coming on for the first 4 innings and helping us out along the way. Brendan Bowers is today's field engineer producer. He'll do it again in game number 2, and we'll do it again in game number 2 for my partner, Matt Morrow. This is Drew Casey. Have a great evening, everybody. A great holiday as Easter approaches and Passover as well. But make sure you come on back in about 20 minutes, grab a bite, and we've got more Fordham softball again against Syracuse. Once again, the final score, Syracuse 4 and Fordham 2. Following has been a presentation of WFUV Sports.